How are you guys doing this morning? Good. We tried to get some light back here, but Horrell wasn't able to fix it, so. No, I'm just kidding. No, but hopefully we can go ahead and get going and learn a couple things. So this morning we're going to cover two of the commandments. So what was the last one, if you guys remember? Say it again. Murder. Yes. Exactly. Sorry, I'm in the wrong chapter. Exactly. And then where does murder come from? The heart, right? Exactly. That's a lot. That's what we're going to be seeing a lot of. In the Ten Commandments, it addresses what? A lot of the heart issue, right? And so let's go ahead and talk about another one. We're going to be talking about protecting the marriage today, okay? And let's figure out what that means. So we're going to be leading to Exodus 20, verse 14. All right. You shall not commit adultery. That's it. That's all we see in Exodus. So let's go ahead and turn to chapter 5, verses 27 through 29. And we'll see how the Lord shows us a little bit in the New Testament. All right, 27 through 29, it says, "You have heard that it was said, you shall not commit adultery. But I say to you that everyone who looks at a woman to lust for her has already committed adultery within his heart. But if your right eye makes you stumble, tear it out and throw it out from you, for it is better for you to lose one of your parts of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell." All right, so let's kind of jump in and see... What's going on in this seventh commandment? So what did God forbid in the seventh commandment? Adultery. So how did Jesus apply the seventh commandment here that we learned in Matthew? And what did he, what was he focusing on, right? It was what? The heart as well, right? You don't even have to, it's just the desire right there is already enough because it was what came from the heart. So when did Jesus say we must put such sinful desires to death when they arise in our hearts? Where could we end up? In hell, right? Those are some serious things. So everyone knows what marriage is, right? Like me and my wife, right? We're together, we love each other, and that's the commitment we have, right? And so, adultery, you guys ever eat food whenever you guys, watch TV when you guys eat food? Yeah, you do? So, whenever you're eating food and you're watching Looney Tunes or whatever, and then somebody comes and wants to talk to you, let's say your mom, and she say, "Hey, can you go throw the trash or clean up your room?" And she looks at you and you're not even paying attention to her and you're just watching the TV. Well, that's kind of what adultery is, right? You're not giving, your desire is to watch the TV, but who should it be on at that moment? And are your mothers, right? Exactly. And so that's the opposite of what marriage is, right? We're supposed to be faithful, right? And committed and always just being paying attention, right? And so that's what we got here. So now we just got done with the seventh one, where are we going to move to now? Eight. What do you guys think eight is? Stealing. All right, yeah, let's talk about that then. We're going to read verse 15 in Exodus 20 again. And pretty much just like what Seamus was saying, you shall not steal. That's the eighth commandment. And let's go to Ephesians 4:28. And let's see what, again, something very wise that the Lord has given to us and to kind of expound on it. Verse 28 says, "He who steals must steal no longer, but rather he must labor, performing with his own hands what is good, so that he will have something to share with one who has need." So what did God forbid in the eighth commandment?
Stealing.
And what is stealing? All right, that's not yours, right? And you take it. So how did Paul understand the eighth commandment? So, in other words, how did he tell us in that verse we just read? He told us that, what does God tell us to do? Not steal. And then he is telling us what? Instead of stealing, what should we do? Labor, right? And that will do what? So we could do what? Exactly. So both of these two that we talked about, they're protecting something, right? First, we're protecting marriage. Second, we're protecting what?
Stealing.
Well, your stuff, right? You don't want your stuff to be stolen, or you don't want other people's stuff to be stolen. So we're protecting things. And, like, again, what does it lead back to? Why do we have those desires to steal or commit adultery? We're sinful, right? It's a condition, what? Again, of the heart. And does it just, do you have to do the things to be considered not sinful? Like, let's say if you wanted that candy and you wanted to steal it, right? But you didn't. What do you guys think? In a way, right? It's almost like whenever the Lord says hatred, right? When you have hatred, you what? Committed murder already in your heart. That's what we learned about last Sunday. I remember one time I went to a Christian bookstore and I stole a flashlight from there. And my sister told on me, right? But I was mad at her, right? But at the same time, she was doing the right thing, because what did I do? I stole something. All right, but any questions? You guys have any thoughts about what we learned? So we can. Seventh commandment.
Don't commit adultery.
Eighth commandment.
You shall.
All right. Let's go ahead and close up then, and we'll go in prayer. All right. Lord, thank you for this day. Thank you for just giving us these as we're going through these commandments. Just reminding us how much depravity we have, Lord. And I thank you for just showing us the importance of marriage and how to keep it holy, Lord, between each other. And also for stealing, Lord, that the desires of the heart should not be to steal, but like you said, to work instead, Lord, for the things that we have in life. And just thank you again that as we are able to teach these young ones to just learn the goodness of your word, Lord, and how we should live by it day by day. In your name I pray. Amen.